Susan and I are so excited to announce that we have partnered with our friend, attorney Gabrielle Hartley, best-selling author of Better Apart, The Radically Positive Way to Separate, to create a series of very special divorce retreats called Bi Divorce, Bi for Best You Ever Retreats, which features a stellar list of all-star experts. If you're a woman going through divorce, separation, or still healing from the process, these divorce retreats are for you. You've got to come. We have expert advice, practical tips, inspirational guests. Our very first one is Saturday, May 18th, 2019, from 9:30 to 4 in Los Angeles.
So at this very first retreat, let me just give you a rundown of some of the really exciting guests that we have. You've met many of them on the show. We have Ariel Lori, social media influencer and the creator of the lifestyle brand, The Blonde Files. Jen Giamo, celebrity trainer you've seen on Live with Kelly and Ryan, and she's the creator with Worthy.com of the Fresh Start Fitness Program. Tammy Leader Fuller, the creator of Camp Powerment and an Emmy Award-winning producer of The Today Show. Lily Vasilev, one of the leading divorce financial experts in the country who you have seen on CNN, MarketWatch, CNBC, and The Street. We have Aaron Levine, the creator of Hello Divorce and one of the bright lights in the world of legal tech. And we're going to do a live podcast taping of Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce podcast, with very special guest, celebrity divorce attorney and the creator of It's Over Easy, Laura Wasser.
And we also want to thank our sponsor for these events, FAIR, F-A-Y-R, the premier co-parenting app. You've met Michael Daniels, the creator of the app, on episode 123. And we are very excited that they are partnering with us for these retreats. Look for additional Bi Divorce retreats coming soon in Chicago, New York, and Naples. But don't miss the very first one right here in Los Angeles.
You can get more information about attending the retreats or becoming a sponsor at bydivorce.com. That's B-Y-E, divorce.com. And be sure to grab your seat quickly at these events because we have very limited availability in all locations. We hope to see you there.
Coming today on Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce podcast.
They do things that sometimes 90% of people would never do in terms of causing a scene somewhere, in terms of spreading really vicious rumors on the internet, a variety of things, of course, domestic violence, hiding money, hiding children, all of that.
Welcome to Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce podcast with Rebecca Zung and Susan Guthrie.
This is the place to hear other people's stories, to learn from the top experts in every related field, to also have some fun, laugh, and hang with two divorce attorney girlfriends who are also top family law litigators.
Breaking Free Mediation is proud to be the very first family law mediation centers in the country to offer a mindfulness track. Breaking Free Mediation, helping you resolve family law matters peacefully. Learn more at www.breakingfreemediation.com.
Also, make sure to download your free calming meditation from renowned meditation and energy expert Scott Picard at www.breakingfreefromdivorce.com/free meditation.
And now we invite you to listen to today's show.
It's going to inspire you to transform and break free.
Welcome to today's podcast. Our topic today is five types of people who can ruin your life with high-conflict divorce expert Bill Eddy. I'm Rebecca Zung.
And I'm Susan Guthrie. So today's guest is very, very special. We have received numerous requests from you, our listeners, to do more shows dealing with the topic of getting divorced from high conflict personalities, or dealing with people who have personality disorders like narcissists or people suffering from borderline personality disorder. So today we are absolutely honored to have with us one of the top experts in the world on this topic, attorney, therapist, and author Bill Eddy. So just to give you a little background on Bill, so you understand just the wealth of knowledge that Bill has in this area, Bill and Megan Hunter, who many of you probably remember from our episode number 104, which was entitled Dealing with High Conflict Personalities in Divorce, Bill and Megan founded the High Conflict Institute. And Bill is what I call the trifecta of professionals. He has the professional backgrounds that make him perfect for the family law field. He's a therapist, an attorney, and a mediator. And he developed the high conflict personality theory. So really, he's the central expert in this area. And most importantly, for those of you who are listening, Bill is a prolific author. He has written many, many books on the topic. You have heard us mention them in a number of our previous episodes, because they really are a lifeline for you if you are going through a divorce or a separation, or just dealing with someone in a high conflict situation. I just want to mention a couple of the titles. You've heard us mention them before. One of my favorites, Biff. I order this book by the box load and keep it in my office. And I tell my clients all the time, you need to biff your ex. You need to, you know, use the Biff method to keep your communication with your high conflict ex under control. There's also splitting, which is kind of my Bible, also recommended all the time for clients for protecting yourself when you are divorcing a narcissist or a person with borderline personality disorder. And then there are, you know, there are many other books, but another title I love is It's All Your Fault, which is about managing those who blame others. And then central to today's conversation is Five Types of People Who Can Ruin Your Life. This is such an important topic that Bill has agreed to stay with us a little longer than normal, and we're going to be breaking this down into two separate episodes so that we can bring you our first ever two-parter and give you more of the benefit of Bill's wealth of knowledge in this area. So, Bill, really, it's an honor to have you here today, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Susan and Rebecca. I'm really pleased to be on your program, and I feel like people need this information so much. I'm happy to talk as long as you want me to.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. I especially also want to thank you myself. I have to tell you a funny story. I was representing a couple, or a husband, and the wife was on the other side, and the two of them had such a high conflict divorce that the judge had decided to make us come once a month for a case management conference so she could check in to see how they were doing. And at one point, she actually required them to read your book. She went back to her chambers, got the Biff book, gave them each a copy, and told them she wanted them to do a book report on it. And they had to come back the next month reporting on what they learned from the Biff book. So
I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So, and I also have to say, I wrote a book called Breaking Free, hence the name of this podcast. And I'm so honored always when people look at my book on Amazon, it says often purchased with, and your book, Splitting, is usually the one that comes up with my book. And I'm always like, wow, I'm in great company. So I've often recommended your book, Splitting, for people who are dealing with high conflict personalities. The buzzword today is narcissist. You know, many people feel that they are in a relationship with a narcissist, and that's such a great, great resource. So I'm so excited to have you here myself today as well. So I have to say that the term high conflict personality is one of those things that you hear a lot. If you're going through divorce, you always almost feel like your spouse is high conflict personality. But, you know, whether they actually are a narcissist or a high conflict personality, maybe just a perception because they're dealing with a divorce, right? So what are your thoughts as to what actually is a high conflict personality versus just a regular divorcing personality?
Okay. Well, this is a very important topic, so I'm glad you asked that. Really, think in terms of a continuum that people have more or less difficulty. And in terms of high conflict personality, what it really boils down to, from what I've seen, and I speak around the world and it's the same everywhere, is basically four characteristics. One is a preoccupation with blaming other people and not taking responsibility themselves. Second really is a lot of all or nothing thinking. This person's all bad, I'm all good. The solution is you go away and I have the kids 100% of the time, or I have the house and the money, I get 100% of everything. It's that kind of all or nothing thinking. Then thirdly is unmanaged emotions. And for some people, this is yelling, screaming, throwing things, punching a hole in the wall, storming out of court during their own hearing. I teach judges and I say, how many have had someone storm out of the courtroom during their own hearing? And half the judges usually raise their hand. And one time, one of the judges said, the other half are new. Hasn't happened yet. So there's unmanaged emotions. But some people don't show that as dramatically. They may be very controlled, but their emotions take them off course. And they're busy reacting, rather than planning what to do. And the fourth is extreme behavior, that they do things that sometimes 90% of people would never do, in terms of causing a scene somewhere, in terms of spreading really vicious rumors on the internet, a variety of things. Of course, domestic violence, hiding money, hiding children, all of that. So at the extreme is really, you know, we see that pattern at the extreme in the worst cases. But people often feel like that's happening and see it first in the other party before they see it in themselves. So this is high conflict personalities. Now let me talk briefly about personality disorders. Narcissist is a personality disorder. Again, it's on a continuum. How extreme does it get? And the key point is, when does the person stop looking at themselves? And so if you have someone who seems kind of self-centered or preoccupied with themselves, doesn't mean they have a personality disorder. Personality disorder comes when they don't look at themselves. They can only see other people's responsibility and problems, and they don't change anything. And so when there's a high conflict dispute, there may be one or two people who aren't changing at all, and that just keeps it going. And from what I've seen, high conflict cases, about half of them are one reasonable person and one high conflict personality. But the other half tend to be two high conflict personalities who just can't look at their own part in the problem.
Yeah, those are the ones that end up in trial.
Yeah.
Yes.
Over and over again.
Yes.
I used to say when I wrote my first book about all of this, that half of trials were really more about personality issues than legal issues.
Oh, absolutely.
And I started saying that to judges because I was asked to speak to judges. And they said, Bill, you've got it wrong. And I'm thinking, oh, I overestimated. They said, no, Bill, it's 70% personality-based problems. So the key, and your listeners should know this, if you can ask yourself these two questions on a regular basis, you don't have a high conflict personality and you don't have a personality disorder. The two questions are, what's my part in this problem, whatever it is today, and what could I do differently in the future? even if it's not really my fault, it's mostly the other person, always be looking at what can I do different? How can I have a different strategy? And I always ask myself that, even when things go badly that I really think have nothing to do with me, I still need to look at what could I try next time so that I'm better able to manage the situation.
So if you hear those two questions, like the Charlie Brown, want, 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 that means that you're in trouble.
Right, right.
Well, I think that's so important, though, because everyone, especially when we hear from listeners, they're very focused on the behaviors of their ex, but you rarely hear anything about their own participation in what's going on. And I don't know that it's that there's any awareness around that there might be some role on the part of both sides in that ongoing conflict.
Yeah. And even if it really is mostly what's happening by the other person, we still need to look at what could we try doing differently. That's the key.
The key is being able to take responsibility for your own behavior in some way. And then these high conflict personality people are just not willing to do that.
No.
And what's great to me is I'll give a seminar or something and someone will come up afterward and say, you know, I'm kind of worried I might have a personality disorder. You describe characteristics that I have. Sometimes I have mood swings and sometimes I'm self-centered. And they say, so you're looking at yourself and you're concerned. Yeah. And you're thinking of changing some of what you do. Yeah. Then you don't have a personality disorder.
Oh, I had to laugh when you said you couldn't, people who can't control their behavior. I had a client one time, my client, his wife was testifying on the stand and he's sitting next to me at counsel table and he yells out, "That's a lie," right in the middle of the hearing. I'm looking at him like, could you shut your mouth, please?
That's the unmanaged emotions part.
Yes. Exactly.
And it unfortunately demonstrates the opposite of what they're trying to say. You know, so I'm the more responsible person. Then why can't you kind of hold your tongue?
Exactly.
Well, and I think that's one of the things that's so helpful. I loved Five Types of People Who Will Ruin Your Life. I just read it again in getting ready to speak with you today. And you always have, you know, helpful tips for how, if you are in the situation of dealing with a high conflict personality or a person with a personality disorder, you have tips, actual actionable tips for people to follow through so that they can get through this. But the first thing that you point out in the book is something called the Webb method for identifying whether or not you're actually dealing with a high conflict behavior. And I thought, you know, I love your acronyms like BIF. Or EAR, which you may talk about today. But they're wonderful because they really do help people sort of hone in on the action steps or how to break this all down, because it feels so overwhelming when you are going through it. I can say that as a divorce attorney, I still vividly remember my first case where I had a person with what I presume is a personality disorder involved. And I had no idea what was going on. It was crazy making. And that's, you know, so could you describe the Webb method for our listeners?
Yeah. And it's basic. It's very simple. It's words, their words. Pay attention to, do they use words that have a lot of all or nothing in them? You always do this. You never do that. Those kind of commonly used words. And I want to mention, everybody does that occasionally. But if they have a pattern of doing that. Blaming, of course, preoccupied with blaming others. If you hear and read blame, blame, blame without any responsibility, person saying, here's what I need to do now, here's what I'd like you to do. So the words that they use. Now the words may be extremely negative or they may be extremely positive. And so even when people are dating, I suggest that they pay attention to the word. You know, you're the smartest person I've ever met, or you're the most beautiful person in the world, or, you know, you've swept me off my feet. No one has ever done this before. And you get the feeling that there's an extreme aspect to it. that those extreme wonderful or extreme terrible words are often a warning sign. So that's their words. Now the E is your emotions. And this is what's really interesting, is how you feel can actually give you a tip as to who you're dealing with. And I'll give you one of the best examples that I have. That is, one day I was driving home from work, from my law office, and I was really feeling stupid and incompetent. And I was saying, you know, I'm not very good at this. And then I thought, wait a minute, did I have a narcissist in my caseload today? And I worked back, yes, 10 o'clock, I interviewed a new client, and they're very narcissistic. Because when you're around a narcissist, they're known for sucking all the air out of the room, and they also have to put everybody else down. And so when you're around a narcissist, you start feeling stupid and inadequate and incompetent and things like that, because they're putting that out. So when you're feeling that way, and I get this a lot, people when they're separating or divorcing from a narcissist, they say, I started to feel so inadequate and self-critical. I always just felt like I'm doing something wrong. And it's that, how you feel. But also with some of the others, an antisocial personality, which is another one of the five, if you feel a little bit in danger, you feel this kind of cold and creepy feeling, even though the person says wonderful words, that may be a sign. So your emotions. With someone who may have, say, borderline personality traits, is you just feel so frustrated, you know, you want to shake them or something like that. That tells you maybe you're dealing with someone with that personality type. Anyway, and then B is their behavior. And I came upon this about a year before writing Five Types of People. What I realized is I used to say you need to see a pattern of behavior over time because these are patterns of behavior, the high conflict behavior. But then I realized I often dealt with people who had done one thing that was so extreme. They had an excuse for it. You know, I was tired, or I was stressed, or, you know, when you go through a divorce, you do extreme things. No, not everybody does the most extreme things, even when they're going through a divorce. So I started realizing and kind of looking at it. It's about if 90% of people would never do this behavior, even if they were tired, even if they were stressed, then you may be looking at someone with a pattern of high conflict behavior underneath. So that's what I would say, is if their behavior, they do some things that 90% of people would never do, spreading rumors, hiding money, hiding children, et cetera.
Alienating.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's basically the web method. And it's actually very quickly sometimes. Within half an hour, an hour of meeting somebody, you start seeing, yep, their words are extreme. I'm feeling either in love with them after half an hour. That's a warning sign. Sad to say.
Yeah.
I don't say I don't believe in love at first sight, but I don't believe in getting married in the next month. You want to wait at least a year because a lot of this stuff does take a while to come out. So I don't disagree that things can be wonderful with somebody, but you also have to use your brain and be cautious. So the web method can help people be cautious. And because we meet so many new people every day, we need to have a little bit of caution about that, and this can help.
We're going to take a quick break right now to tell you about our newest sponsor, the co-parenting app Fair. If that sounds familiar, we interviewed Michael Daniels, the creator of Fair, on episode 123, The Insider Secret to Seamless Co-Parenting. And Rebecca and I are very strong supporters of Fair because we think it supplies you with the best tools to improve communication with your co-parent. They have a time-sharing calendar, documentable text messaging, and an expense tracker to keep track of those shared expenses.
There's a DPS check-in that's court verifiable, a monthly parenting report to download with all your details, private journal to take notes, a file vault to keep your records, photos, and documents, and it's all downloadable in a convenient time and date stamp PDF when you need documentation for legal matters. And there's even a Spanish version as well. FAIR allows you to experience co-parenting a totally new way, simply, inexpensively, transparently, and fairly. Lose the he said, she said, and be the best parent you can be. Be FAIR. Subscribe at BeFair, BeFayr.com, and then download FAYR from the App Store or Google Play. Just go to FAIR.com for more details.
Coming up, more from Rebecca and Susan on five types of people who can ruin your life with high conflict divorce expert Bill Eddy.
People with high conflict personalities, and this is the defining piece of high conflict personality, is preoccupation with targets of blame, is they put all that energy into blaming other people. And you wonder, where did that energy come from? It came from not looking at themselves. And so the most intense blamers in the world are people that don't have any self-reflection. And so you can see this energy just takes over, and it can feel sometimes almost like a question of survival. This person is just trying to drown me or whatever.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can hear Rebecca and Susan discuss more topics on divorce in depth, including the revenge body with Dr. Carolyn Cedarwoods, how to maintain a healthy divorce diet and look hot in the process.
They were so locked down in survival mode that they either, as Rebecca said, stopped eating altogether, did nothing but smoke cigarettes and drink wine. I remember one patient telling me that specifically, or eating junk food, or just forgetting to eat.
And now we return to today's show.
Yeah, and I want to point out that, and I pointed this out in our episode with Megan as well. My best friend is a physician, and I was shocked to learn when she said to me, you know, the term for borderline personality disorder does not mean the borderline between normal and not normal, which I think is what people think. She said it's actually the borderline between neurosis and psychosis,
yeah,
which is... You know, so you're way down the path at that point.
Well, and having dealt with a few people who fall into those different personality disorders, the thing that really jumps out at me from the Webb method is the emotion, how I'm feeling, because that goes back to that, you know, trust your gut. Because every time I have had a case with a high conflict personality, or every time I personally have had that person in my life, my gut knew. I just didn't listen.
What's amazing to me is how many people tell me they got married even though their gut told them this is a bad idea. And then a year or two later, they said, you know, I should have paid attention to that. So,
well, I think part of that is that thing that you said in the beginning, you're the most beautiful person. You're the most amazing thing. I've never had anything like that. And people can be caught up in that, the headiness of feeling that way. Oh my gosh, I'm like everything to this person or whatever. And then they just don't want to see the bad side because they're so addicted to whatever that good part was.
Yeah, you know? It feels really great. But you can't just go by feelings. And so I caution, trust your gut, is pay attention to your gut, but also trust your brain. You need to be able to use both in making these big decisions.
Good point.
So you touched a little bit about blame, and you know, you also have this thing called target of blame. And that's where they start to ruin your life. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about that phenomenon? I know that a lot of our listeners have this issue.
Yeah. The thing about target of blame, and often you feel it in the relationship, is that the person is preoccupied with blaming you. And so you become their target of blame. It isn't just kind of incidental. It becomes the focus of a lot of their attention. And we see this in relationships, and we also see this in divorce. And so someone's, remember, if they're unloading 100% of responsibility onto other people and taking zero themselves, then that means you may be getting 100% of all of this intense energy. And people have to realize it takes a certain amount of energy to reflect on yourself and to consider making changes. People with high conflict personalities, and this is the defining piece of high conflict personality, is preoccupation with targets of blame, is they put all that energy into blaming other people. And you wonder, where did that energy come from? It came from not looking at themselves. And so the most intense blamers in the world are people that don't have any self-reflection. And so you can see this energy just takes over. And it can feel sometimes almost like a question of survival, as this person is just trying to drown me or whatever. And so it's a characteristic of high conflict personalities. But I want to mention here the overlap of high conflict personalities and personality disorders is there's a lot of overlap. The key is having a target of blame. High conflict personalities have a target of blame, and that's why they end up in court, that's why they end up in high conflict divorces, etc. A lot of people with personality disorders don't have a target of blame. I've been a therapist with borderlines, with narcissists, with people with histrionic personality disorder, all of these who don't have a target of blame. They're just distressed. They just kind of blame the universe. They take zero responsibility, but they don't focus the blame on one person. So when you see that, and sad to say, our legal system reinforces that. It's a dispute between this person and this person. So you have a plaintiff and a defendant. And so that's what people do. But what's interesting to me is the legal system today, by and large, people are using mediation, as you folks do, using negotiation. Most people, like 98% of civil disputes, civil legal cases, are settled out of court. People don't realize that. What they see on TV is a teeny tiny percent. But the legal process, now that we've got all these alternative dispute resolution measures, the people pouring into the legal process are people who think this way. And so they think like a plaintiff in the world, and they see defendants everywhere they go. And so they're getting drawn into the legal system, and it just doesn't work, because the legal system is an adversarial process of dispute resolution, and it's drawing in people that simply have an adversarial process of thinking without resolution. And so it's really a bad fit, and people at the receiving end of that really suffer from this, not only this high conflict person, but also the legal system kind of looking at them, and the weight of that can be really overwhelming to people. So that's why we all want to educate people and help them work at solving their own disputes as much as possible. So that's part of the blame. Yeah, don't be one. Don't volunteer to be one. And one of the keys with this is there's four things I want to tell you not to do if you think you're dealing with a high conflict person, so you don't become a target of blame. One is, don't try to give them insight into themselves. As soon as you say, look at what you're doing, they're going to be defensive and attack you back. The second is, don't overemphasize the past. Try to focus on what to do now, what to do in the future. Third is, don't have emotional confrontations, whether it's angry or tears or whatever, because emotions put these folks into their high conflict frame of mind. And lastly, don't tell them you think they have a personality disorder or you think they have a high conflict personality.
Sort of like telling a woman calm down, right?
Yeah. Not helpful.
Tell a woman to relax.
Yeah. Well,
that's how to avoid becoming a target of blame. And if you are one, if you use that approach, kind of ease yourself out of that role. You don't want to invite being somebody.
How do you do that?
Well, basically staying calm and matter of fact and using the CARS method. And that's in the book. And I know you wanted to talk to me about that. So
yeah, absolutely. Because I think that is where our listeners can glean the most help. Because the ones who are reaching out to us, they're already in the high conflict divorce process. They are desperate for help. And the help is in five types of people who will ruin your life. You have set out very clear methodology to neutralize or manage conflict in those types of situations. And so I did want to definitely hone in on another one of your acronyms, CARS, C-A-R-S, because I think this is the meat of what people can really pull from to get through this time and to manage what's going on. We're going to pause right here, but if you want to hear more about the CARS method and get more tips on how to manage the five types of people who can ruin your life from author and attorney Bill Eddy, join us next week for the second part of this very special two-part episode. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us today on Breaking Free, a modern divorce podcast. I'm Rebecca Zung.
And I'm Susan Guthrie. Breaking Free Mediation is proud to be the very first family law mediation centers in the country to offer a mindfulness track. Breaking Free Mediation, helping you resolve your family law matter peacefully. Learn more at www.breakingfreemediation.com.
Also, make sure to download your free calming meditation from renowned meditation and energy expert, Scott Picard, at www.breakingfreefromdivorce.com/free meditation.
Check back next Monday for our next edition of our powerful, inspirational, and educational podcast. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, please remember to give us a 5-star rating and let us know what you liked in a review on iTunes.
And remember, you're just one step away from your new life.